Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Evening, 6 to 7, on the 1360 KHNC AM radio site. Podcasts archived on the 1360KHNC.com website. The King of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the greatest prime minister or King of Israel since Israel became a nation once again, is in New York. He may be on the way home. He spoke to the UN this morning. It was quite a presentation. Quite a few seats were vacant. Quite a few seats were just empty. No one wanted to hear what the King of Israel had to say. But the American people did. I'll give you just a few highlights of the speech. But after he was finished, he was exiting outside answering questions, and one of his aides came over, whispered something in his ear, and he ended all of the communication with the reporters. He walked away. Well, what happened is, while he was giving the speech, the Israeli Air Force hit the main headquarters for Hezbollah in Lebanon. And there are speculations, not sure if this is true, but there were many commanders gathered in a civilian building underground again with many civilians around. Nevertheless, Israel has warned these people before they strike an area to get out a building. So they're checking to see if Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah was in the terror group's headquarters in Beirut when it was struck by the Israeli Air Force earlier this morning. The IDF said that it struck Hezbollah's central headquarters built under civilian buildings in Dahiya, suburb of Beirut. It did not say if Nasrallah was the target. So, a Lebanese security source told Reuters that Hezbollah's top officials are usually gathered at the site that was targeted. Then, also, this is just even more recent. He moves up his return to Israel after the massive strike in Beirut. He was going to be in New York for a while, but after this attack in Beirut, he is going to head back home. He's going back to Israel. The commander, the King David of the IDF, needs to be close to the war effort. Now, after this bombing of this commanders where they gather, the Chief General Herzi Halevi, he wrapped up the assessment and he stated that right now Israel is on alert, waiting for some kind of a retaliation, another response from Hezbollah. So if Nasrallah Hassan, if he was in this meeting, this is major. another Yahya Sinwar, the commander now of the Hamas, he may have been eliminated earlier in the week. There's still no proof that he's alive, no proof that he's dead. There's no presently no proof that Nasrallah was in that building, but then again, he may have been. So this has all occurred in the last couple of hours. Benjamin Netanyahu, they have been the United States, Israel, I think Qatar and Egypt, they have been over the last week trying to put a 21-day, I think it is, ceasefire just to bring up about a halt to the conflict. And Netanyahu made it clear to the administration, the Obama administration, or whoever's running the government here in this country, that there are all bets, all there aren't, there isn't going to be, Israel's not agreeing to a 21-day ceasefire. No ceasefire. Hezbollah, they were considering it, but as of now, there are not going to be any. What's going to, the conflict is going to continue. I was looking for an article here. Netanyahu basically is, right now, the reason they're pushing for this 21-day ceasefire is because after last week's attack with using the pagers and the walkie-talkies, Israel has momentum like they've never had. And because of that, this is why the United States, Hezbollah, other nations are pushing for a quick halt. Israel has too much momentum. Israel's momentum is going to continue. This momentum is just beginning. This is the beginning of the final push by Israel to end the Hamas and Hezbollah terrorist actions.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards. Hey!
riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
So out of the Washington Post, Netanyahu yesterday, Thursday, dismissed Hezbollah ceasefire push, which was confounding to the White House. I'm just reading points out of this here. The Biden administration indicated that Israel had shown a willingness to agree to a temporary truce. But instead, Netanyahu vowed to keep fighting. So he's speaking here in the United States this morning, and the IDF, the Air Force, bombs the headquarters of Hezbollah in Beirut. Not sure if Hassan Nasrallah was in the building, but I would say that there's a lot of movement over there presently. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday dismissed the U.S.-backed push for a 21-day ceasefire with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israel has too much momentum. And the United States, there are those in the administration that back Hezbollah, that back ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, Houthis, all of them. In the administration, there are many who are anti-Israel. They hate the Jewish people. They hate the nation of Israel. They're anti-Semitic. And they know that Israel, last week, 2 days, the report on Tuesday, when the little pagers went off, that there was initially like 2,500 people hurt. Then it went to 3,000. Eventually, more like 4,000. Then out of the European news on Wednesday with the walkie-talkies, other devices, they came out and said there were like 240 injured. Whereas RT News, Russia Today, which Russia is no ally of Israel, out of Russia Today, they said there was an additional 2,000 injuries with the walkie-talkies. So that could be, if the reports are true, that's 5,000 people to 6,000 people minimum. They've handicapped their military. The reason they're gathering, the leaders are gathering, is because they don't have communication. I'm going to read something to you that I was watching. Let me think just a second. Let me get this article. Okay. This was out of Sky News last night. The anchor, I didn't get her name, but she was basically making the point that one thing that the terrorists, extreme terrorists, have given to the world, subway bombings internationally, rapes internationally, a murder, bombings in shops. She said this is what the terrorists, extreme terrorists, Hezbollah, which is one of the biggest in the world, this is what they have to offer to the people of the world. Shootings, stabbings, burning, again, rapes. I'm going to tell you something about the rapes taking place in Europe. Nobody wants to discuss this. I'll discuss it. These immigrants, these Muslims, and mostly coming from Africa, they are Muslim, raping women. After the rape occurs, within a week or two, 3 weeks. If the woman is pregnant, they abort the child. Many of the rapes, even before they find out if there is if there's been conception occurred, they begin taking the whatever these pills are to make sure that the woman will not get pregnant. These people, these women, these countries in Europe, these nations that allow all of this illegal transfer of people that are forced out of the nations in Africa, in the Middle East, forced out. The European nations opened the doors, let them in, and now they found out that they've destroyed their societies. And the raping of the women. These families do not want to have children by these Muslim rapists or Arab rapists or African rapists. They don't want to have children. So they are taking the necessary means to make sure the pregnancy does not take hold. But we don't want to talk about that here. That's a European issue. Well, they don't want to talk about it there either. They don't want to talk about it in England. This Keir Starmer, the new Prime Minister of England, Boris Johnson, they don't want to talk about what happens to these women in England that get raped, or in Norway that get raped, or Sweden, or Germany, Scholz of Germany. They don't want to discuss it. What about this God with us, Emmanuel Macron, and his husband, his male husband? They don't want to talk about it in France. It's not discussed. It's taboo. They don't want to tell the world that the women that are getting raped are taking measures to make sure the pregnancy does not take hold. That doesn't even talk about PTSD, the women that are raped, what it has, the effects it has on them for the rest of their lives. They don't talk about that. They don't talk about the mental problems of the women that are raped, and then the men, the boys that are there raped too. You don't talk about that. Jesus Christ said this kind of evil would occur and take place at the end of the world, and American media is sanitizing it. European media is sanitizing it. But the people of the world are starting to realize who the enemy of mankind is. It's not Jesus Christ. It's not Yeshua HaMashiach. It's not the God of Israel. The rulers of the world, the rich men, the captains that lead the armies of the nations to war, the biolab researchers, these are the enemies of the people of the world. Even in, women in Islam, they are so brainwashed. They live their whole lives in fear, in terror. The only peace and joy they get is when they have children and their husbands are off to war. It's the only peace they have. But in the Bible, throughout the scripture concerning the people in Iran, when Iran is destroyed as a nation in the coming war this next summer, God is going to spare the people in the southernmost part of Iran to the east. It's in the Bible. God is going to have some of these Iranian people that are going to be with him to repopulate the Arab or the Iranian people in the millennial kingdom. They're not Arabs. They're from the lineage of Japheth, the light-skinned, light-eyed, light-haired people. There are the Arab countries, dark-skinned, dark eyes. These people, God is the attack on the black people in Africa, the genocide forever. God is going to have some of the godliest people, the best people in the world, are these black people from Africa. The American blacks, great people. But then you always have that element in every race. The wicked, the evil, the unrighteous, the murderers, the thieves. But then you do have those that are the good people in every race, every culture. So this lady, I took a little step down one branch of the program today to tell you about what's happening in Europe with the rapes of men, of young boys, not just women. There's this anchor, Sky News. She's talking about what has Hamas and Hezbollah, what have they offered the world? Murders in the subways, bombings in subways, stabbings, rape. Well, there is an individual by the name of his name is Emirates Amjad Taha. Emirates Amjad Taha. He's a political strategist from the United Arab Emirates. His name is Amjad Taha, political strategist. Quote, he puts it like this. And he says, you don't dare to strike at a smart and courageous nation. You dare strike at a smart and a courageous nation on October 7th. Committing genocide, kidnapping their children, violating their women. You thought they would fall, but they rose again, returning after 11 months to correct what had only momentarily slipped their intelligence. Now they will send you back 1,000 years to a time without technology, where a ringtone feels like a death knell and a beep like a nightmare. You will be haunted by your own shadow, too afraid to use any technology, cut off from the advanced world. And they will defeat you, not with bullets or with tanks, but through the unbreakable will of brave, intelligent people over a simple cup of coffee. With one decisive click, they will seal your fate and the fate of anyone who dares harm their children. This is a nation that the world respects. Hezbollah's pager attacks and today's B-82. I'm going to have to finish this after I get back. Got to go to the break. I'm going to read it again when I get back. You're going to enjoy this. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Weekdays from 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program. Now, I'm going to go back to this Sky News anchor. Young girl went off on the Hezbollah war, and she read an article, a political statement from someone from the strategist from the United Arab Emirates, Jad Taha. I'm going to quote what he said again. You don't dare, or you dare to strike at a smart and courageous nation on October 7th. Committing genocide, kidnapping their children, and violating their women. You thought they would fall, but they rose again, returning after 11 months to correct what had only momentarily slipped their intelligence. And what he's referring to is after these pagers being detonated. And the following day, the walkie-talkies being detonated, computers exploded, some individuals going down the one of the little streets. The battery on his moped blows. Others, their batteries in their cars exploded. The solar panels on this one high rise, it sounded like popcorn in a popcorn popper. I heard it. Pop, 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 boom, boom, bang. So now he's responding to that, what Israel did in return. 11 months, took them 11 months to correct what had only momentarily slipped their intelligence. What did not slip their intelligence is every one of these terrorists that had the pagers in their pocket, in their hand, in their chest, in their back pocket. I was able to view before they scrubbed the footage. Someone sent a video in a hospital in Beirut, walking and looking. Every single room as he walked down the hallway was filled with people. Some laying on their side, bandages on their hips. Some laying on their back, bandages in their crotch. Another hand, another gentleman, a young man. They're all military age. Everyone was male. I didn't see any children. I didn't see any women. Males. Hand blown off, fingers gone. One guy had a on his right chest. I think it took off the skin, right, probably right to the bone. People with bandages on their head. People blinded. Now, Israel, they're going to send you back 1,000 years to a time without technology. This is what happened. This is why all the leaders are gathering together in civilian buildings underground so that Israel can't target them. Israeli intelligence, he's talking about maybe the intelligence slipped October 7th, but it's not slipping now. Israeli intelligence is the best in the world. All the nations right now are learning. These old dogs are learning new tricks. United States immediately wanted to know, how did you do this with these pagers? How did you pull this off? Of course they want to know. It's what they do. It's what the wicked do. The American military, they're not the most intelligent in the world. The Jewish intelligence agencies are. They have to be. They've always had to be at the top of every battle because they've been fighting for 3,700 years to exist. They're still fighting to exist today. And they're going to exist. We will send you back 1,000 years to a time without technology, where a ringtone feels like a death knell and a beep like a nightmare. You will be haunted by your own shadow, too afraid to use any technology, cut off from the advanced world. Think about that. Cut off from the advanced world. There is a psychological study on the youth of America, starting at a year and a half of age. When mom and dad don't want to take care of the child, they give them a device. These kids would prefer to die than to not have that device. Their brains have been patterned in a most destructive way. It's worse than fentanyl, worse than opioids, worse than alcohol. They did this study, and I'm trying to remember, it was maybe a year ago. I don't remember where. I scanned through a lot of information. and I want to print it out, but if I print it out, I won't have a place to live. I won't even have a place to sit on the grass. So I try to remember. But they were doing this study on all these young 7 to 13-year-old kids. And I think they asked them, can you make it a day without your Facebook and all of your digital stuff? No. If your dad, do your parents, when they ground you, do they take away the tools, the phone, the cell, the computer? No. They'll rebel. They will totally rebel. They are wired in their brain, and that cannot be unwired. And even the adults. I went out one day and forgot my phones. You know what? I didn't have a withdrawals. I had to, as a Christian, I had to just depend on the Lord telling me what was going on, and everything was copacetic. No problems, no fires to put out. So they're being sent back to a time when they have no advanced technology. Then he goes on to say concerning Israel. Uh-oh. Break time. I'm going to get through this. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Here at the microphone, I don't wear headphones. Everybody hears headphones so they can hear themselves and volume levels, etc. I hate to hear myself talk. I don't even like to go to my programs to listen to what I had to say. I don't know what I say. I have no idea. I do just to check certain things. But overall, I do not like to hear my programs. I should. I might learn something. So I don't wear headphones, so I'm always watching the clock, and I get a little distracted, but it's okay. So I was going to tell you about this individual. He says that these people have been cut off from the advanced world, advanced technology. This is true. They're going to defeat you. They're going to defeat. He's saying to Hezbollah, to Hamas, to Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, the Houthis, Israel is going to defeat you. And they're not going to defeat you with bullets or with tanks, but through the unbreakable will of the brave, intelligent people over a simple cup of coffee. With one decisive click, they will seal your fate and the fate of anyone who dares harm their children. This is a nation the world respects. And the fools of the world, they don't respect the Jewish people or the nation of Israel. When God told Abraham in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, in blessing, I will bless those that bless you. In cursing, I will curse those that curse you. America is now becoming a cursed nation because of the people in this nation that rule this nation, because of the educators who have been anti-Semitic, teaching the youth of America when they go to these universities of less higher education. Not higher education. Dumbing the in the elementary schools, in public education, dumbed down in the Harvard, Yale, these higher centers of education, brainwashing them. They're all communists. They hate God. This is the number one thing to remember. When you hear the name communist, they hate God. Why? Because they're lawless. They don't like law. They don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be restricted. They don't follow their conscience. Even their conscience is too much. They have to numb their conscience. They hate God. They hate their fellow man because the fellow man that is moral pricks their conscience. They're communists. God-hating philosophy. Now, these strikes that are taking place, according to this individual, again, his name is Amjad Taha, a political strategist from the United Arab Emirates. He said these strikes are not merely military victories. They represent a triumph for the Middle East over radicalism, a victory not only for Israel, but for all who stand against terror. Everyone who stands against terror, it's a victory for these people. The American people haven't, the American, this administration hasn't learned that. Can you imagine? They've just been sent back 1,000 years. 1,000 years to a time without technology. These people in Lebanon, they're even afraid to use their computer. Many explosions of the computers here last week. Last week was a turning point. It was a turning point in the war against Hezbollah. The biggest extreme terrorist group in the world. And they're sent back 1,000 years to a world without technology. Like he said, every beep, they fear, beep, beep, beep. And guess what happens after that? And now the United States has been pushing, and the other countries have been pushing for Benjamin Netanyahu to call a 21-day truce. Well, 21 days, a lot of people are going to heal in 21 days. They really don't understand that something very simple. Benjamin Netanyahu is God appointed as the king, if you want to use the old King James, as the king of the nation of Israel. He is the King David of modern day Israel. He's the one that is taking Israel to victories over all the enemies in 7 fronts now in the Middle East. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back in a few minutes. And then we'll consider another point. I'll be right back.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Weekdays 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Podcast 1360KHNC.com for both hours. Evenings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, the first hour airs on AM radio, 1360, Johnstown, Colorado, KHNC. Now, the Sky News anchor, she finished by saying that nobody knows what will happen next in the Middle East, but she says, I know, without any doubt, in my mind, who I'm rooting for. And it's not the terrorists who celebrate death. It's the country fighting desperately for life. Excellent. Not the terrorists who celebrate death. Literally, I watch these terrorists celebrate death. Whenever one of their leaders dies, they're celebrating his death. This is totally madness. Now, Israel yesterday found the Hezbollah drone chief, the guy that is oversees all the drone attacks. Guess what happened to him? He got the flu. He got the flu from above. Airstrike killed senior Hezbollah leader in a strike in Beirut, southern suburbs on Thursday afternoon, the military said. The strike in the Hezbollah stronghold of Dahiya targeted the head of Hezbollah's aerial forces, Mohammed Shrur, who is largely responsible for the terror group's drone fleet, along with cruise missile and aerial defenses. Two other people were killed in the attack. Now, with this Nasrallah's living in the dark also. No technology for him. Because the technology will be used to find out where he is. If he's not dead now, he will be dead before long. He's also been sent back 1,000 years to a time without technology. And Yahya Sinwar, he's in these tunnels still, if he's even alive, like a worm. My wife has worms. Well, no, we don't have pets, but my wife has these little worms that she tends to, and they're about she uses them for fertilizer. They do their thing. They're about maybe an inch long. And you should see the teeth on these things. I mean, these teeth are like, remember the movie Tremors, where these things come out of the ground and they got nothing but a big old round circle of teeth? These little guys here, I was looking at in the microscope at the teeth on these things. I'm joking, but I told my wife I was looking at their teeth, and she goes, they don't have teeth. I tried to fool her, but I can't fool her. But anyhow, I'm coming back for the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'll be back in a few minutes, and then we'll continue. 1,000 years. 1,000 years. My goodness. They've been sent back to the Dark Ages without any technology. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees.